share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 25-year-old man was locked in a house in Air Karo, Malacca for 5 days after he was allegedly kidnapped by the person he was selling his iPhone 12 to. Mohamed Amirul Shafiq said he was supposed to meet the buyer at a business premise in Sungai Besi at 7:30 p.m. last Saturday, the 6th of March, to sell 3 units of iPhone 12 worth more than R17,000. He said he waited for almost an hour as the buyer claimed he wanted to withdraw money first. As soon as he arrived, the man asked me to follow him into his car in the parking lot under the building, allegedly not wanting people to see while counting the money he brought, he told Harian Metro. However, while he was in the car with 2 other men, Mohamed Amirul said the buyer sprayed mosquito repellent into his eyes and punched him before tying his hands and taping his mouth with duct tape. I tried to scream for help at that time, but no one noticed before they drove to a pharmacy around Sungai Besi, he said. I was then forced to swallow 10 pills which caused me to enter a semi-conscious state. Mohamed Amirul further narrated that he was taken to a house in Air Karo, Malacca, where he was locked with other men, believed to be friends of the buyer. The buyer was with 2 other men when they left me with their friend at the house last Sunday, he said. Even his friend who was in charge of me was disguised as a policeman and arrested me for committing an offense. Mohamed Amirul was trapped in the house for 5 days where he only ate rice and biscuits, and sometimes wasn't even fed. He added that he even dreamt of being rescued by the police, which eventually came true. On the night of the 11th of March, Thursday, the police raided the house and rescued Mohamed Amirul at about 12:30 a.m. His father, Sudirman Dake, 50, received the good news and expressed his gratitude that his son was safe, thanks to the police who managed to track his son down. It is understood that those who committed the act on my child have been arrested by the police, and I will not forget to thank Harian Metro for publishing the news of my son's disappearance, he said. Meanwhile, Cheras District Police Chief Assistant Commissioner Mohamed Moksain Mohamed Zan confirmed the incident and added that the victim was successfully rescued. In another report by Harian Metro, Mohamed Amirul said that he is doing well and resting after the incident. Alhamdulillah, my condition is getting better and I am now resting at home, but the feeling of trauma is still there and I am a little worried about going anywhere, he said. He added that he still does not know the reason he was kidnapped in such a way because no one had contacted his family members to ask for a ransom while he was trapped in the house. Currently, I am still resting at home and have not worked because I am still feeling worried to go out, he said. Mohamed Amirul giving his friends a hug after being rescued. Also read, group of men ram into scrap metal seller with car and beat him up with stick in Johor. Source, Harian Metro. Source, Harian Metro. Source, Harian Metro. Source, Harian Metro. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.